This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
Communication is a gift from God. From the earliest revelations of God's Word, communication has been a foundational aspect of the human experience. God created and walked and talked with Adam and Eve. When mankind sinned, God called out to them and asked questions. Then communication became tainted by man's sin. This is what we who are in the communications field call noise. Sin brought noise or disruption to our communication. Jesus, the best communicator that ever lived, used large group communication, small group communication, and interpersonal skills to teach many and to begin the spread of the gospel message. Notice that Jesus also called his disciples and his church to communicate the gospel to all nations. I count it as a high privilege to be in this called and purposed field of communications. But sometimes we really are bad at communicating. Sin and pride distort our ability to be kind, selfless, honest, caring, and deliberate in our communication. Whether in the workplace, in our marriages, or with friendships, communication, good or bad, almost always impacts our relationships more than any other phenomenon. I've seen, and I'm sure you have too, good decisions and right thinking go entirely sideways due to poor communication. Often in leadership, expectations to those entrusted to us are not communicated clearly, and we unfairly hold people accountable for things that were not clear. We fail to communicate our feelings, insecurities, and needs to our spouses. We don't tell our kids we love them enough, or how proud we are, or why we are guiding them in certain directions. The bottom line, if we stop and think about it, so much of life's difficulties are caused by communication deficiencies. How many times have we heard the devastated parents say, "I wish I would have known," or the brokenhearted spouse say, "He never told me," or the frustrated employee say, "Well, no one ever said anything." The good news is that we are created by a God who communicates to us through his word. It is clear that we are in need of a savior, a gospel rescue plan, only available through Jesus Christ. As believers in Christ, we are new creations who are capable of redeeming right communication with God and with others through the power of his Holy Spirit and abiding with Christ through his word. Regardless of our position in life, leader, parent, friend, we can help represent Christ well by committing to communicate the gospel in all of our endeavors and interacting with others in a way that uplifts the clarity of God's word.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.